I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. Times are hard. Things are weird. So I wanna give you a little bit of support, and I wanna give you some help with what you can do right now to really make the most out of all this additional time you've got and grow your stream or better plan for the future. I'm gonna get very honest in this episode with you. It's gonna get a little emotional. Ugh, let's go. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Stream Coach Podcast. Today and this week, in the last maybe 2 weeks, we have a little bit different of an episode for you because of the virus and everything that's going on. Things are quite a bit more solemn than they usually are. And we typically deal with these stresses of how am I going to pay my bills and how am I going to provide for my family? But now we have the additional stress of we don't know how we're going to do that, either in the immediate future or in the future within the next few months, because a lot of us are either being laid off or we're being told to work from home if our jobs can be done from home. And income is drastically changing for a lot of people. Now, there is, I guess, a positive side to this in that a lot of us, except for our healthcare workers, our people on the front lines, any essential personnel, we do have a lot of additional time on our hands. And so something I want to do in this episode is just give some emotional support to those of you who are really struggling and you're really stressed out. And I also want to give you some advice for what you can do to plan for the future. The reason I think planning for the future is important right now is because today the U.S. government just released or announced that they have come to an agreement on some kind of a stimulus package. And so they're looking to inject money into the economy by putting it into the hands of its workers, which is great. And of course, they also have a huge, like lots of different sides to this bill. They're going to be supporting the companies and small business owners and employees and contract workers and self-employed people like streamers, like you all, which typical unemployment doesn't normally, to my knowledge, and a lot of you out there are way more well-versed in this than I am, but it doesn't normally cover self-employed or contract workers, which is what full-time streamers are. And so those people in those situations typically kind of have to fend for themselves and figure it out, but we can figure it out by relying on our communities, because our communities are typically people who are going to work and they have those 9-to-5 jobs for that quote-unquote stable income, which I don't even think stable income exists anymore, but that's a whole different podcast episode. And we're able to be stable on the backs of those community members, but that doesn't really exist right now. And so a lot of you are struggling with not being able to pay the bills, potentially losing your home. Your families are super stressed out. And so I'm just going to do my best to give you some support. And I know sound quite a bit somber today. The stuff, for one reason or another, is hitting me very hard. And I'm also going through some stuff in my professional career, which is making me feel a lot like an imposter and kind of feel like I've been, I don't know. We'll have to talk about this on a different episode, I think, but I'm going through it right now. Okay. I'm going through it, but that doesn't mean that I can't help you as much as I possibly can. Be honest about the things that I'm going through, so hopefully you can learn from them and also help you out as much as I can during this very uncertain time in history, which is just so absolutely crazy. I don't even know where to start. I know I'm getting a little rambly. If you haven't been watching the YouTube videos lately, I'm being very honest in those. So I definitely recommend you go and check out, at least start with the one that's titled Why My Channel Doesn't Grow as Fast as Alpha Gaming. And then that will kind of give you a look into the story that I'm going through right now and everything that I'm kind of dealing with emotionally. If you're curious about like what the heck is wrong with Ashnee, why does she sound like she's about to cry? It does kind of feel like I'm about to cry in this episode. This is heavy. All right, Let's go ahead and get started. We're going to talk about how to make the most out of quarantine and grow your Twitch stream. And I think really the first thing that I need to tell you all here is that I don't have all the answers and I can't pretend to have them all for you. As much as I wish I could say, hey, focus on this, this, and this, and you're going to come out on the other side of this and you're going to be okay, I don't know what the future looks like. And I want to give you my best information with the situation as it is, but I can't really say that I know everything about what it's like to go through something like this, because this has never happened before. So the best thing that I can really do is just support you and be honest with you. And the first thing I think we really need to think about during this time is just our mental health, right? A lot of us are struggling with very big things, and we're putting a ton of additional pressure on ourselves. I know traditionally we definitely have to worry about like making money and paying our bills and supporting our families, but we were able to do that because we knew that things were relatively stable. And when things become unstable like this, we don't really know what to do, which is really hard because, 80% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And you can't deal with losing a paycheck so immediately and not being able to just immediately go out and get a job, because losing a paycheck is okay if you can just go out and get another job, right? It doesn't really matter too much as long as you can still find some employment, but we can't even really do that now because a lot of places have closed and we have, you know, maybe like fast food places are still open, grocery stores are still open. So there are still opportunities for you to be hired, but I'm sure those places are overwhelmed. And because of this, I think we all need to prioritize our mental state and check in with the people that care about us. And we need to make sure to remain inside of our communities. And even though we're being told to physically isolate, I don't think emotionally or mentally isolating from people is really the best play right now, because now more than ever, human beings really need each other. And a lot of people, myself included, have a tendency to isolate when things get really hard. And so I hope that you all reach out to a friend today or your family and you check in on your loved ones. I know you're hearing this a lot right now, but you're hearing this a lot because it's really important and it really matters. There was an 21-year-old woman in the UK who this morning was picked up by the news and she had lost her battle with COVID. She had no known underlying health conditions. And that is really scary because a lot of us, we want to go party in Miami or we want to spend time still going out to restaurants. We don't want to let this virus keep us inside because we're young, right? It's not going to hurt us if we're young. But that's just not true. And yeah, it might be a very, very small percentage of people who go through something difficult like that. But you going out and pretending like nothing is happening is so, it's so unbelievably selfish. It's selfish to not think about your family, the older people in your family. And it's not just about you. It's about all of the people that you come in contact with and all of the people that they come in contact with. You might be at the grocery store. Maybe you don't feel sick yet, but you touch a couple of oranges. And then a couple minutes later, those oranges get picked up by a woman and she like scratches her nose. and she gets sick, but she doesn't know it. And then she goes to work at a nursing home. These stories are happening all over the place right now. And it's not fair for us to selfishly assume that our actions are going to have no repercussions. You might be young, but you still need to take care of yourself. And if you're older, God, I hope you are inside. Please. And please reach out to the people that you really care about. You've got the time now. Why not, right? That's really what it's about, I think. And that's my second point, is just don't isolate. Stick to your family. Stick to your friends. You've got Animal Crossing. You've got Doom. You've got Alex. You've got so many great games are out right now. Warframe just did an update. There's going to be a new character in Overwatch. And we have tons of time now to be spending time with the people who matter to us. We can play games, we can relax, we can have fun, we can chill, we can enjoy the company of people, we can get into those hobbies that we haven't had time for, we have so much time and space to do so much. And I think that's our biggest advantage right now, is the amount of time that we have available to us. I think that is one huge benefit of something like this. While there might be so, so, so many terrible things going on, there's also always brightness too, right? There's always something to be grateful for. And I think the thing that I'm grateful for is that amount of time that this has freed up for everyone. And so you might not be able to work, but you are able to stay home and be with your pets, or you're able to be with your family or your partner. And that's awesome, because we get to do that in a way that we haven't been able to before. And hopefully this inspires more people to work from home in the future, to not rely on 9-to-5 jobs as much. I really hope that people come out of this and we think about how we can take care of ourselves better and we save more so that if something like this happens again, which it will, viruses have always affected people and it's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm sure something else is on the horizon that is worse than COVID. But I hope that we learn a lot from the situation and we take so much from it that helps us become better as a species. And one of those things is that there's so much opportunity out there for those of you who want to stay home. If you're kind of getting that taste of the work from home life right now, it is an amazing, amazing place to be. It is so awesome to have full control of your time and to be able to take care of the people that you love and to be able to go downstairs together for lunch and play with the dogs a little bit and, you know, have those dope pizza leftovers and or go out, right, to a little restaurant, have a lunch together. Like, this work from home lifestyle, I think, should be available to a lot more people than it actually is. And it doesn't mean that humanity has to isolate in order to get there. It just means that we have a little bit more control over the way that we work and how we make that work get completed throughout our day, which is great, because most of us, we don't work well in a traditional 9-to-5 format anyways. And working for 8 hours a day, working for like 4 hours straight, having a lunch break, working for 4 hours straight doesn't typically lead to the best results. I don't think that there's a single one of you who work 9-to-5 who can say that you spend all of your day working, right? There are periods in there where you're just talking to people. There's times in there where you're just like scrolling, or you're doodling, or you're like twiddling your thumbs because you don't know what to do. And it's not because there's something wrong with you. I used to always think that there was something freaking wrong with me if I couldn't just pay attention the entire time at my job because it seems like everybody else could. But the human brain just isn't like that. We're not really meant for that work. So this should be something that we take into consideration more and more. How can we build ourselves into an environment that we control a little bit better? How can we let go of that control in a way that's healthy and still allows for creativity and passion and exploration and all of those components of our existence too, because those are equally as important. Which leads me to my next point. This is going to be a short podcast episode. Number three is plan for the future. Because we have this advantage right now of having more time on our hands than we ever really have, this is a great time to be doing something that's going to help you out when either all of that stimulus money starts to come in or things just get back to normal, right? This could be the perfect time for you to build yourself to the stability level that you need to be at in order to work from home 100% of your time. So this would look like writing a book, right? A book is, and a lot of y'all know, I wrote an ebook. You can find it at streamcoachbook.com. I'm by no means rich. I still struggle a lot, but that book made like $23,000 in a year, which is absolutely crazy. Maybe you aren't known as like Twitch's, you know, like most popular stream coach or whatever, but that doesn't mean that you can't still make some great sales and make an extra $10,000 in a year, an extra $5,000 in a year, an extra $1,000 in a year. I think it's really important to know exactly how much money you need and know the things that are going to get you where you want to be, because a book is going to have very different sales potential for you versus something like a course or a program or selling your time. All of those things are going to be very different. They're going to have very different financial results, very different work results. But this is a fantastic time to just spend a lot of your time writing. If you're someone who really enjoys it, and you want to go full time as a content creator someday, why not spend this time to just do it? You've got the time. You're not working as much, or maybe you are, but you still are working from home and you have a lot of free time in your day. Why not schedule some time to actually finish the book that you've been thinking about? This is the best time for it. If you want to know how to do that, I covered that entire process of how I wrote my book and sold it in the last episode, which was how to use an ebook to or should you write an ebook? I guess, because I retitled it. I'm in my notes right now. Let's see, we could write a book. We could also start a course for those of you who are educators. Or even if you're an entertainer, but you understand entertainment, you understand how to make people laugh. Maybe you're a bit of a comedian or you've studied a lot. If you've studied a lot about any particular one thing, it doesn't matter if the audience is streamers or somebody completely different. You could create a course, sell it, or I don't even know. It would depend on like the audience and the content and all of that, but this is a great time to create a course. And you flesh it out almost the exact same way as an ebook. You write the skeleton of everything. You divide it into modules and then you just film videos. So some of you, you're not great writers, but you could be really, really great on camera. And you might be really great at being able to explain processes to people really simply in a way that's going to help them get some kind of specific result. And those are the people who a course is really great for. I should also say with a book and a course, there are benefits to both of these and there are downsides to both of these. Anytime that you create a digital product like this, it's great because it's something that you create once and you sell over and over and over, but it's also not great if you need money now because they do take time to create. But if you have the time, you've got a little bit of additional income, you can pay the bills for a while. There's no reason that you shouldn't want to get into writing that book or creating that course that you've wanted to for a while. I think now is the perfect time for this. And so this way you give yourself another income stream. We want to build ourselves up to like 9 different income streams. And then we are going to be on the path to financial security, y'all. That would be so secure. 9 income streams. That's wild. But the thing is, this isn't a good thing for, or this isn't a good strategy for those of you who are really struggling with money now. Like, you need it now. And if you're in that situation, I think the number one thing that you need to think about is, how can you sell your time? What could you do for someone? You could either create some kind of transformation for them through like art or editing or coaching or helping them with something that they're struggling with. Or you might be able to either meet with them one-on-one to get those results, or maybe you do the work without them actually there, which would be more like commission-based kind of stuff, like editing or art. And selling your time is great because it's the perfect solution for those of you who need that money. Like, literally right now, if you are about to lose your house, please find a way to sell your time and still value your time. Show people that your time is valuable, but keep in mind that we are on pandemic dollars right now, and people just don't have as much money as they normally do. But they still need things done, right? Content creators are so important right now. Every single streamer is really focusing on being live, creating videos, getting their content out into the world. And those people sometimes need other people to help them achieve those things. So if you're not in the position right now where your content is paying all the bills, figure out how you can put yourself in a position to help the people who content is paying all the bills of. Something I will say is that now is not really a great time to start a podcast because people aren't traveling to work. And that's a huge, huge podcast listener time period. Most of the listens from this show happen when y'all are going to work or coming home from work. And because that is not happening right now, our listenership is super low. Now, we're also on the back end, right, of this new podcast experiment. We just ran a month of 2 episodes a week, and we did Q&A episodes on Mondays. And for some reason, that messed with us in the podcast like algorithm a little bit. I figured having an additional episode would like ping the algorithm more and would get us higher and higher and higher, even though we're already, I think, the number one Twitch podcast out there. And it did not. It did not do that. It made us recede in viewership, which I was not expecting, which is fine. We'll get it back, but we're not going to get it back right now because people aren't going to and from work. So if you're thinking about a podcast, I would say don't release your podcast right now. But what you should do is you should definitely make it, right? Make it, have the interviews or record the solo episodes or whatever. Build up a backlog of those episodes for yourself so that when people do start going back and forth to work again, that's whenever you want to release it, because that's whenever it's going to get the viewership that you really want for it. Because right now the listenership just is not there. Okay, so plan for the future. Write a book, start a course, sell your time. If you really need the money, sell your time. If you don't, create some kind of digital products. I don't think right now is the great time to get into physical products because a lot of physical product development happens. It does happen in China, typically. And that's like very, very basic. A lot of people do it that way. It doesn't mean that you have to do it that way. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you are trying to stay as isolated as possible physically. And creating a physical product is going to be not isolation. You're going to have to go back and forth in development. It's just not really the time for that. Okay, And then the next thing, this is number four, stay consistent. Because people have a lot of time on their hands right now, I am noticing that viewership for everyone seems to be up. Because a lot of us, we're staying home, so we're on Twitch as we're also either working from home or we are not working anymore, and so we have time to spend live. The viewership for everyone pretty much seems to be up. And this might just be in my world. You might not be noticing this. If you don't, if you want to like tweet at me at Ashney Christ and let me know, that'd be really great, because I would love to be able to get a good sense of what's going on for everyone else. But it is really important right now to just stay consistent, stay the course with what you're doing while also planning for the future. This isn't really something that I've talked about much before, but just being consistent with your content, having a good stream, having a good YouTube channel, having a good podcast, so those things are great, but you still have to do things that are going to put you in the map and kind of reignite you in someone's brain. And so for that reason, I think, yes, stay consistent, but you also need the time in your schedule to focus on those future, like, next level things, right? This is where you create the product or you do the development for like a big event that you're going to have on stream, or you plan the subathon, or you plan that big collab series that you're going to do with someone on YouTube. And that time to develop those next level projects is super, super important, because it's going to reignite buzz about you consistently. You want to do this like once every 2 or 3 months or so. You reignite that buzz about you, and then you remind people kind of that you exist. And then that consistency is what holds all of those people. But the consistent content isn't going to grow you nearly as much as those like big event-based or product-based launches that you have. I know this is kind of business-oriented as well as like mental health and family and friends-oriented. This episode is a little bit all over the place, and I hope it was or is interesting and helpful, or at least a little bit reassuring for y'all. I do want to make sure that you know that we're all going to get through this, and it might feel really difficult right now because a lot of weird things are happening in the world, but we are going to be okay. We're going to come out on the other side. It's just going to take a little bit of time. It's going to take less time if we take it all seriously. But in the meantime, make sure that you are staying consistent with what you want to do and you are creating something for your future, because now is the absolute perfect time for it. And I'm sorry this was a little sad and somber. All of this coronavirus stuff has definitely made me very aware of my position in the world. I'm also going through a little bit of imposter syndrome lately because of the work that I do with the stream coaching and the stream coach program and all of that. I am going through some emotional stuff, but there's also a lot of stress. And I don't know if they're both feeding each other or what, but I am feeling very not good lately, which is coming across in the YouTube videos and now in the podcast. So that's cool. But I think it's important that I talk about these things with you so that you know where I am as a creator. I mean, my first priority really is you all and helping you grow and giving you value and all of that. But I think another thing I've been trying to do a lot more recently is provide you with what's going on in my world and in my life, because I haven't really done that throughout the couple of years I've had this podcast. I haven't really done that on YouTube before, and that was only really reserved for streams. But I feel like especially if I'm not streaming, which I'm not right now, but if I'm not giving you me in addition to all of this information, then I think you're missing a huge part of what makes for good content. right? I think you're missing out on the connection, and you miss out on the emotional side of this journey. And I might be able to give you strategy and logic, but ethics and emotion are just equally as important as strategy and logic. And I should make an entire podcast episode about this book, but I read this book recently and there was a quote in it that really stuck with me. And it said, the more an influencer can appeal to ethics, logic, and emotion, the more powerful they will be. Basically, that's not a direct quote, but it made me realize that I can't just talk about logic and strategy. I have to share the ethical side of it all too. And I have to share the emotional side of it all too, because the better that I can do all three of those things and make sure that they're balanced, the better of a creator I'm going to be, the better businesswoman I'll be, and the better I'll be as a human being. And that quote itself has made me reconsider the way that I've done everything. And because of that, I want to do little check-ins like this with you from time to time. And we don't have to have giant episodes that are just about me or anything, but I definitely want to make sure that you get at least a portion of the emotional side of the journey, the story on my end, and the ethical side of everything, because that's very important too. And I've been ignoring ethics and emotion for so long, just in favor of logic. But a lot of you want to connect with me as a human being. You've gotten to the point where, yeah, Ashni, like the strategy and stuff is cool, but I really like you and I just want to get to know you. And so I need to make sure that I am giving that in the content as well. So that might be something that y'all consider too during this time, is figuring out, in all of my content, am I really appealing to logic, emotions, and ethics right now? Am I making sure that I communicate all three of these things in every single piece that I make, so that way people can get all those different sides of me and my opinion on how things should work and the morality of it all, but then also the logic side and strategy, because all of those things are important. You can't just build a brand based on entertainment or just build a brand based on education anymore. It really requires you balancing entertainment, education, connection, all of these pieces. Anyways, that was very rambly. I've been rambling a lot more than usual in the episodes, and I know I sound really sad, but I'm okay. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to get through it. I'm just kind of at this turning point with my brand and my business, and I'm working through a lot of thoughts publicly. So thank you all for letting me do that. I really appreciate it. And make sure you wash your hands and you stay away from people, or else don't you dare go out to restaurants. Don't you dare invite your friends over. I know you're bored. Just get on Discord. Oh, hey, I didn't even mean for that to rhyme, but on that note, that's where we're going to end it. Make sure that you subscribe to the show if you haven't already. Please, 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 if you could, leave us a comment on either Apple Podcasts or Google, because it helps people see the show, and I would really appreciate it. We don't have a ton up there. I think we've only got like 6, even though the show is 2 years old, so I need to be better about making sure that those are getting done. If you all could help me with that, I would really, really appreciate it. Okay, I will see you next week. Bye.